My gaze darted from side to side. Did I dare take the time to deal with Drover's disobedience and give him the tongue-lashing he so richly deserved? My ears caught the sounds of the pickup. It had just pulled up in front of the corrals. Drover, this could be a very dangerous assignment. I'm sure you wouldn't want me to handle it alone, would you?
Oh, heck no!
Good. Come out at once, as the elite troops of the security division will go down and check it out together.
Boy, that sounds great. I always wanted to be a leaky troop.
Good. Let's move out.
You know, I'd love to go with you, but I'm on a desert island and the pirates are coming. Jake said so.
Don't listen to Jake. Listen to me. Hello? Drover?
I can't hear you, Hank. We're surrounded by pirates and monkeys throwing coconuts. You'd better go on without me.
Very well, Drover. I'll have to handle it myself, but I must warn you that this will all go into my report. I intend to throw the book at you.
Oh, darn.
Two books. One for being a chicken liver, and the second for using naughty language in the line of duty.
Oh, drat.
Three books. Keep it up, Drover, and you may even have to spend some time with your nose in the corner.
The monkeys are coming!
What were those two jugheads doing in there? Pirates? Monkeys throwing coconuts? Desert islands? Well, I didn't have time to deal with their problems. I had a problem of my own, and there was some chance that it might be a big one. I swallowed hard and took a big gulp of air. I would have to go into this without a backup. I began creeping down the hill towards the corrals. 50 yards from point zero, I paused to reconnoodle the situation. I lifted my ears to their full gathering mode and squinted my eyes to... I don't know why I squinted my eyes, but it seemed to improve my vision. Peering through a clump of dead weeds, I saw... Are you ready for this? Hang on to something. I saw a pickup that was not Slim's. It was a totally different, unidentified, unauthorized vehicle with a camper on the back. And it was backed up to the... Uh-oh. It was backed up to the saddle shed. Do you see the pattern here? It was looking bad, very bad. And it got worse because just then I saw a man climb out of the pickup. Do I dare describe him? He was a smallish man with beady little eyes and a stringy black mustache. He wore a baseball cap on his... Well, on his head, of course. I mean, where else would you... He was wearing a baseball cap on his head and a pair of sneakers on his feet. Obviously, he was no cowboy. He glanced around in all directions, opened the saddle house door, and went inside. Boom. This was it. The pieces of the puzzle, had fallen together, and okay, maybe I was a little nervous. Who wouldn't have been nervous? We had a dangerous criminal prowling around in the saddle shed. I was alone on the ranch. I would have to place my life on the clothesline and engage this guy in a fight to the death. We just didn't know whose death would come first, mine or his.